Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas is 97.1 The Eagle.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. You know the cast of characters that makes up this presentation. We don't need to introduce anybody today. We're just going to get right to what everybody's thinking about today, what's on everybody's hearts and on their minds, and that is the passing of radio legend Russ Martin. And the news came down this weekend, and an absolute tragedy, and we just hated hearing that. And yeah, so we're going to dedicate our entire show today to the greatness of Russ. And we're certainly thinking about Dan and Chloe and Alfie and the entire Russ Martin following, the incredibly loyal RMS listeners. And you know, this is a guy who did amazing work with his foundation, and all those guys have helped so many first responders here. And so we just thought today would be a great day to raise a glass to the greatness of a radio icon who we will miss dearly.
Man, if I didn't have Mavs tonight, I would drink whiskey the whole show in honor of Russ. He was a man that loved whiskey. Huge kudos to Dan and Chloe and Alfie for what they did Saturday at 1 o'clock. They jumped on the radio for about an hour and just, it was real-time processing. Is what it was.
I was crying the whole time listening to it.
I was doing well until Anna came.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really hard. But, you know, those guys have been with Russ for so long. And it's one thing to, you know, have someone that you work with or someone in your family or all those things. But, I mean, I would think all three, I don't want to speak for those guys, but they owe careers to Russ, right? Mm. I mean, they all could have found it other ways, but coming up as part of Russ's empire is a great way to come up. So that was astonishing radio that they threw down on Saturday. That was really, really good stuff.
Yeah, it was riveting. I said, did you hear the whole thing, Kevin?
Yeah, I heard it all. Made it a point to, you know, be in my car by, you know, 1 o'clock. You know, I didn't really know what it would be like, and I'm not sure that I'm the type of person who would be like, hey, let me rush up to the station, you know, and go do two segments.
Right.
And I know they wanted to you know, talk about it before anyone else. And I thought that was really cool. I thought that was really cool. Because, you know, you wouldn't want, like, you know, everyone talking about it, and then here they are coming on 5 o'clock on Monday. I mean, for them to come up here on Saturday and do two segments, it was a tough listen. It was definitely a tough listen, but it was awesome radio.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah, the send-off was perfect. They each did the little whiskey bottle sound. You could hear it, and that made me cry even more, too. I was like, you guys, they nailed it. They did so good.
Yeah, they did a tremendous job, and very much looking forward to their show today. And we offered up, you know, our show anytime during our show. We would love to dedicate that to them if they needed more real estate. And
I'm probably trying to figure out what they do and don't need.
Right.
That's the thing I kept thinking about How would I handle this if I were them? And I have no idea how I'd do it.
And man, and honestly, I can't imagine the emotions that those three guys are feeling and for what they're going through today and really what they've gone through for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing their show and for a long time, not knowing if Russ was going to be there and whatnot. And that's a very challenging thing. And you could just hear the pure, raw emotion, and your hearts just went out to those guys as they were pouring their souls out on radio. And ultimately, radio, the thing about talk radio that I love is when it's at its best, it's real, it's authentic, And it's hosts who become your friends, who over the years become your family, even if you've never met them. And it's this idea that there's this real connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that their instinct was, let's go talk about this on the radio. Let's go talk to our listeners. Let's go connect. Let's go, let's make sure that they're hearing about this from us.
Right.
And I just have immense respect for the way they handled it, and it's not surprising. It's how they do everything. So I'm very much looking forward to their show today to pick up where they left off on Saturday.
And then, you know, speaking on Russ and his life and those things, so we're going to have a couple people pop on throughout the show. You know, mine and Ben's interactions with Russ, we were in the final 3 to 4 months of, you know, Live 105. So we worked with Russ and Dan and those guys
in
then.
2007?
2008.
2008?
August of 2008 until December the 15th of 2015. I'm sorry, 2008 is at 3 o'clock when they started playing college marching band music.
I was so pissed.
It was so weird. And then me and Ben and Jagger popped on and, you know, there was a format change. So we only worked with Russ that first time for, I guess that would have been 4 months or 3.5 months. And then, you know, being back here at the Eagle, Russ is obviously broadcasting from his house. And a lot of times, you know, it's just Dan and Chloe and Alfie. So even our interactions with Russ this time around have been sporadic and fragmented. However, we grew up here. I was thinking about this weekend. I never watched the show, but I remember in the late 80s when Russ had that Hot Ticket show on, because I'd see the commercials all the time. I think it was like a Friday night show or a Saturday night show, and that's a different time period, obviously.
When was this? Like what
year? This is like 88 or 89.
Really?
Yeah. Somewhere in there. I could have the dates wrong on that. I just remember it being a thing when we were in high school.
So he was probably like 28, 30 or something right around that time?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's about 10 years older than us. Mm. So yeah, that would have been right. He would have been late 20s. And we would have been, you know, juniors or seniors in high school. Are you looking it up, Tizzle?
I'm trying to find it on YouTube.
See if you can find
it. It's in 1989.
Okay. And it, I think if I remember the memory in my mind, it should have been called The Mullet Show. But anyways, whatever. It was, you know, radio personality, local radio personality. And then, you know, obviously the era of whatever you want to call it, just bad boy, shock jock, you know, theater of the mind, talk radio that Howard Stern pioneered. But what Russ did in this market was way more than just saying he was, you know, a Howard Stern disciple or whatever. He just, he's from here. I think he's from Pleasant Grove. I know he's from kind of that East Dallas area. And he connected to people who were from here, right? And so he created this wild-ass theater of the mind thing. And it was a super compelling style of radio. For me personally, if I'm talking about Russ, the first thing I'm thinking of is the style of radio that he concocted was a very unique listening experience all to its own. And that's what I ultimately respect the most is he. It's really hard in a business where people copy each other all the time to create your own thing. And he created his own thing at the highest of levels. And so that's the thing that really blows me away about Russ. And as such, at 2:35, we'll have our buddy Jeff Kay from down the hall jump on. Jeff Kay started in radio, community radio in the 80s, and he's a real radio historian. And then when he started working at Lone Star, he's working down the hall from Russ. So he'll give us his perspectives at 2:35 about what Russ meant to the DFW radio landscape.
Back in 08, if that's when it was I was intimidated. I was super intimidated.
That's what he wanted.
And it worked. And but we'll get into this story. He was actually very cool to us. And yeah. I don't know if it was to throw a curveball to other people who thought he wouldn't be. But he was very kind to us. And we'll get into some of those stories. And then this time around, when we were going to be working with him, I actually got to know him better this time than I did last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going over to his house, and we had talked about doing some bits. The bit we never pulled off that we wanted to do was to announce that we were coming to the Eagle. The idea was we were going to go borrow some of his Batman costumes. You and I were going to wear each a Batman costume.
That in itself is pretty amazing. We were going to borrow some of his Batman costumes.
And he had many of them.
Because closet of Batman costumes.
And so the concept was going to be that we show up, and this is for a video, And we show up at his Batmobile, and I'm fat Batman, and you're skinny Batman. And we're looking at each other like the Spider-Man meme going, dude, no, you're supposed to be Robin. No, you're supposed to be Robin. And the idea, we're pointing at each other, and we're about to get in his Batmobile, and we're arguing. You're like, you're too fat to be Batman. And I'm like, whatever, you know. And then KT shows up as Robin, and then the idea was going to be, the phone would ring, and it was going to be Russ, and he was going to say, hey, while you guys are house-sitting, and you dumbasses touch my cars. And we're like, no, sir, Mr. Martin, we won't touch your cars. We won't play with those cars at all. What do you mean play with them? We're not going to mess with your cars.
Right.
You know, and then that was going to be the idea that we're house-sitting for him and playing Batman in his cars and stuff. And we had the costumes, and we were so close to doing it. We just never quite pulled it off. But, man, my thoughts on Russ are just a guy who loved radio, man.
Yep.
He loved radio. He lived for radio. That was his thing. He was incredibly passionate about it and the creativity involved. But if you talk to anybody about Russ, like you talk to Russ Martin listeners or anybody who's listened to The Eagle or anybody who's a fan of talk radio who's enjoyed his presentation, the first thing they bring up is always the incredible work he did with first responders.
Absolutely, man.
It's always. Yeah. I mean, it's like,
that was so important to him.
Yeah, massively important. And yes, he's irreverent and he's an outlaw and he's doing this crazy, funny, entertaining, honorary, just ridiculous radio. But at his core, what all those guys cared about is helping police and fire, you know, first responders and their families in their most difficult times. And that's a hell of a legacy to leave. If you can spend all this time, you know, entertaining people on the radio, that's fantastic, but can you truly impact lives along the way? And that's a pretty impressive legacy and just something that we admire tremendously.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is we're going to have some other guests. So at 3 o'clock, we're going to have our old GM, David Henry, from over at Live, that obviously, you know, he worked with Russ, but being, quote-unquote, Russ's boss is certainly an illusion.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to talk to the guy who pretended to be Russ's boss coming up at 3:05. And I don't know if you guys, did you guys think at all, or maybe you did you guys think about reaching out to Spittle at all?
Nah.
I mean, it crossed my mind, but I didn't think he would do it.
You didn't think he would jump on?
No.
He's probably telling his guys not to mention anything about it so they can pretend like the Eagle doesn't exist, because if anyone finds out there's another radio station, they'll never go back over there.
Right. And, you know.
I thought about him that I'm sure this has a huge impact on him, because Spittle was Russ's PD for many years, and Russ made him a character on the show and bugged his office, and it was just hilarious. But
we experienced that.
He was I don't know. I couldn't begin to tell you what a guy like Spittle thinks, but I'm sure this has been tough on him too.
Absolutely, man. Because you want to you know, he probably wants to emote and talk about it and all those things, but he's over at another station now that is ostensibly a competitor. So those are tough things. But the other thing, too, that I couldn't help but think about, you know, and it's kind of a selfish thing because you think about the things that you like, but I just kept thinking about all those listeners that are so incredibly, upset that part of their life is gone. Now, obviously, the Russ Martin show had changed quite a bit over the course of the last year for various reasons that we'll let them talk about, but they've talked about it on air, and Russ has talked about it, and you can, you know, go to message boards and all those kinds of things. But that sort of, you know, this is the end of decades of people's lives, decades of their lives. And so that is a very, very tough thing. Ben and I and KT and Christina were nice enough to come out too on Saturday. They came out to the brewery, and there was Russ Martin listeners that came out because they wanted to be around people that they thought would be appreciative of that legacy and be in that environment. And so I think, you know, when you have someone that, and a lot of people listening may have actually known Russ and been friends with Russ, but if you're a listener, the way Ben described it, you become friends with this idea that's coming through your speakers, right? And so, you know, a lot of listeners lost that, and they're looking for a way to mourn, and they want to be around other people that are experiencing those same things. So if you are one of those people, I mean, we can take calls throughout the show. We can take calls throughout the week. But, you know, hopefully if you're a big RMS listener. You're hanging out with other RMS listeners during this time, and you guys are all kicking it together.
Yeah, give out the phone number, because I'll screen some calls up in the next segment, maybe after Jeff K. If
it's
y'all
214 or 817-787-1971, 787-1971. You know, the thing about him just being larger than life and just being this outlaw and this, like, I do whatever the F I want to do,
mm-hmm.
was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I think back to the people we've met along the way from a media standpoint who are reached that 800-pound gorilla status. It brings out the best in these shows once the guy or the show or whatever has F you money.
Mm-hmm.
Go F yourself.
Right.
And I couldn't help but think about, like, Randy Galloway.
Yep.
Because when we were at ESPN, Randy Galloway had F you money. You couldn't tell it. There's no corporate cram down that would work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did it his way, or you can go F yourself. He's got F you money. Like, we were in the situation where we didn't have F you money. We had your F'd money.
I didn't even have FM money.
We were and so this last time around when we were talking about us coming over here, I was at his house and I was telling him that, you know, we were talking about the live days, and I was like, man, thank you so much for always being so kind to us back in the day. Thank you for being so nice. And I was terrified. You know, I just left a job where I was doing well, and I told him I had taken a $100,000 pay cut to chase the radio dream, and so, which didn't leave a lot. So I had a for sale sign in my yard. I didn't even think we could even continue to live in my house. And, you know, we were just peons. And then we were, hey, if we made it, we made it. If we didn't, we didn't. And he goes, yeah, I think I was making 1.2 that year. It's like, and he wasn't saying it like to screw with me. It's just, that's just what it was. I mean, he was a god. He was a rock star. And here I was, financially, like, holding on for dear life and intimidated out of by him in the hallways. That's just the reality. We can get into some of the cool stuff he had set up back then that kind of, he was already a legend at that point. And, man, it was an honor for us to work with him back there. And we just all have tremendous respect for the Russ Martin Show. And, again, I think, and you'll hear us say this a lot, you know, Dan, Chloe, Alfie, what those guys have gone through, we have tremendous respect for them and the job they've done for a long, long time. And I know they're hurting, so we very much look forward to hearing their thoughts today when they come on.
Yep, so why don't we do this? If you do want to call in and chime in on all this, we do have phones available, 214-787-1971. You can also do that with 817. And then also Jeff K. will call in the next segment. Then we have our old boss from Live, David Henry, on. We're going to be talking about Russ all day long. We'll be doing it with you right here on the Mighty Eagle.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.